It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Makes little difference that as governor, I am gay.
My only regret about being gay is that I repressed it for so long.
I engaged in an adult consensual affair with another man.
Yeah!
Baby!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number for Make Katie Laugh, 877-365-3636. Friday on the show, we're going to have our Happy Hour Friday segment with the Buzz Babes.
Right.
And I was just talking to CK in the hallway.
Yes,
we're
fun.
Set to go with our Fat Daddy contest on Thursday.
Wonderful.
To celebrate Father's Day and the high point of the competition. We'll have all the good stuff, which, of course, will be the Jumbo Jumble.
Right.
The speed thinking, right? Is that or quick thinking? Whatever
yes,
it's
speed
called.
Thinking. Uh-huh.
But the really big is going to be the Mentos challenge that
yes.
we have.
Yes.
This is going to be great. We're going to have five fat guys out in the parking lot. We're going to set up the Diet Coke containers. Now, what are the big bottles that they have?
2 liter.
The 2 liter bottles of Diet Coke and the tube of mint Mentos. They will be dropped in there and the guys will scramble with empty glasses and try to fill their glasses up. And
the
person that gets the most spew in their glasses, of course, did I mention they'll have to have their shirts off?
Well, I was assumed.
Goes without saying.
That, yeah, that's going to be one of the... I'll probably weight that a little bit more. Get it? Weight it.
I get it.
I'll weight it a little bit more for the competition. So that should be a lot of fun. That's coming up on the show
and
this week.
And remember, the challenge they face is not eating the Mentos.
Yes. Yeah, and because if they're more than welcome to.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of
like... We invite them to.
It's like on that show, The Biggest Loser. When they say, you know, you can either do this, or you can have the pie,
right.
or
choice.
You can get more points, or pie.
It's about choices.
Or more points. Pie.
I love pie.
Pie right here.
You son of a bitch! How many times did they tell you lose weight? Lose weight!
Points or pie.
I'm working on it. Let's bring Katie in here right now. Bring her in here. Bring her in, boys.
Wheel her in.
Bring her in.
Katie.
All right. This is the Make Us Laugh
Make Katie Laugh music, yeah.
Now, Katie, see, the fact that you have to not look at Rob is really disturbing.
It's a bad sign.
All right, turn your chair towards me.
That's right.
Because I'm not funny like Rob is.
No.
Ooh,
I've been
jealousy.
Composing myself for the past, like, 3 minutes.
All right.
Good.
Very good. Jealousy. Yeah, I'm jealous, you son of a bitch.
It's
go
not
back
attractive.
To Disney. Okay, you know how this game works?
Yeah.
It's very important for you to... It's very important for you to be... stoic during this competition.
Right.
Be strong.
Now, one of the things that she's not laughing at me picking my nose.
I was like, what
you're
the
trying
hell is
not
he
to.
Doing?
No, it's not. If Rob had picked his nose, you would have been on the floor.
I'm
Rob,
trying.
Here's what I'm up against.
I am trying hard.
Here's what I'm up against. I have no problem with you, Katie. I think you're wonderful.
Of course.
It's Rob that I have the issue with. Rob is telling a joke to Katie during the commercial break. Mm-hmm. He's telling jokes.
Warming
really
her up.
He's like warming up. It's like warming up an audience. You don't warm people up on Make
a
Sound. It
wasn't really a joke. It was just a tale.
It was a tale, but it was. I'd laugh at it. It had the word penis.
It did.
That's how that works. All right, we're going to put...
it had the word penis in it!
Rob, are we going to put 10 minutes on the clock?
Yes, and I'm going to do it in a very funny way.
All right, now when now here, part of this, and I have to pre-warn you here. Now I'm getting the giggles. This is not right.
No, but
it's infectious.
It's okay.
I can't help myself.
Now, wait a minute.
We have a good time here, Mike.
Part of the thing.
Look at Buzz.
It's okay. See, it's okay if you do it. You can giggle.
Part of the...
See, no, like that.
Part of the thing that you have to be warned about is during this competition, when Rob puts 10 minutes on the clock, he has to call out the time.
Right.
I can't
You've
work
heard
with
him
this
do
music.
That, right?
I know. 10 just, minutes. Yeah. I know.
You better
how
he
good.
Does that?
You know. Yeah. Then,
all right. Yeah, then clear the slate. Let's get to it. And we will put 10 minutes on the clock and your chance to make Katie laugh. Are you ready, Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Ready.
Let's go to Chris, Rochester, New York. Chris, make Katie laugh.
Miss Katie, imagine, if you will, one Thomas Aloysius Gavin in a chicken suit. Gives new meaning to the term tarred and feathered.
That's not nice.
See, that's good. That's all great. Right. Now, see, I like that.
Know your audience.
That's a good start.
Comedians.
Let's go to John in Woodbridge. 877-365-3636. Make Katie laugh, please.
Hey, Katie, how do you catch a unique rabbit?
Who?
How do you catch a unique rabbit?
I don't know.
Unique up on it.
Gotcha.
Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Brandon. I like it when they want a round two. Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got another
Let
one.
Me explain it.
Brandon in Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Make Katie.
Okay. Laugh. I'm going to preface this joke by that I'm black. I'm allowed to say this. All right.
Oh, dear. That's always scary. That's a, you know, I'll make that call.
A black guy and a parrot walk into a bar. The bartender goes, hey, where'd you get that? The parrot goes, from Africa. They're everywhere.
Thank you so much. Yes. Even black people telling black jokes, not always a guarantee.
Didn't
Let's
work.
Go to Bob in Fairfax. Bob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
How easy was it for Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky to quit smoking cigarettes?
How easy was it?
F you!
I didn't understand that one either. Ty in Sacramento, make Katie laugh.
Hey, what does Princess Diana and Pink Floyd both have in common?
I don't know.
They both had a smash hit from The Wall.
See? You're getting into the flow of it now, you see? See how difficult it is? This is easy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Todd in Kansas.
You'll be crying shortly.
Todd in Kansas, you're on Make Katie Laugh, Todd.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
What does a pallet of shingles and a 300-pound white girl have in common?
A pound of what and a...
Shingles? Did you say a pallet of shingles, Marble Mouth?
Yes.
Pallet.
A pallet of shingles.
And a fat white girl?
And a fat white girl?
You tell
Correct.
Me.
95% chance we're going to get laid by a Mexican.
Thank you very much. Klan Rally, Thursday, noon. Let's go to Matt in Sacramento.
Not
what's going
acceptable.
On the other side?
Hello? Yes, sir. All right.
Hey, what's going
Hello,
on
Katie?
On this side?
Hold on, Matt. Hold on, Matt from Sacramento. Don't jump right in. Make Katie laugh. Go.
Yes, yes. Katie, do you know who this is that is calling?
Okay, thanks so much.
Nice
Appreciate
job.
The call. Let's go to John in Virginia. Make Katie laugh.
Katie, hello.
Hi.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay, good. A baby seal walks into a club.
Old
oh,
boy,
yeah,
but
yeah.
A great joke when it was first told to me.
Yeah, when it was fresh.
In its day, really. In its day, a terrific joke, mm-hmm. really. Let's go to Jimmy. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I didn't mean to
wow.
do that.
I've 3 minutes! There you go, prejudging again.
I've got
3 minutes!
I've got a trigger finger. Jimmy, where are you calling from?
Napa, California.
Napa, California. Make Katie laugh.
Do you suffer from male itch?
No.
Damn it.
Carol, where are you calling from?
Glens Ferry, Idaho.
Where?
Glens Ferry, Idaho.
Glens Ferry, Idaho. All right, let's go, Carol.
Okay, there's a mama duck, a daddy duck, and a baby duck floating on a pond. Daddy duck sticks his head under the water and says, seems like it's time to fly south for the winter. Mama duck sticks her head under the water and says, my instincts tell me it's time to fly south for the winter, too. Mm-hmm. The baby duck sticks his head under the water, and he comes back up and he says, well, my instincts, but it doesn't tell me anything. Come on, Katie.
Come on, Katie. Laugh, Katie. On, you really have to laugh. Come
it.
On, Katie.
Come on.
It wasn't a funny joke, but I want to beg you. Laugh, Katie. All right, let's go.
Come
to...
on, Katie. I'm an only child in a minivan.
Terry from Yuma. Terry, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Terry?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Make Katie laugh. Go ahead.
Katie, what was the first thing Martha Stewart said when she got to prison?
I don't know.
That's not how you toss a salad.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
No. No.
I didn't.
No, she did not. Let's go to Al. Al in Maine, in the Pine Tree State. Al, you're on Make Katie Laugh. Go ahead.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, what did the farmer say when he walked into the barn and saw a brown chicken having sex with a brown cow?
I don't know. What did brown he say?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
I get jokes.
I don't get
You're
it.
The only
He's
one.
Like imitating a porn soundtrack.
Bow, chicky, bow,
oh,
bow.
I
yeah,
see.
I won't
oh,
do that
oh,
again. Yeah, it was really
very good. I like
bad.
It that you got the joke yeah. and you still chose not
because
to.
Because it was bad.
Guess what?
What's that?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Steve from Dunkirk, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Please, mm-hmm. please, Christ, please, make Katie laugh.
I'll do my best. All right, Katie. So there's a woman, she's 50 years old. She's getting married to her fourth husband. And on their wedding night, she says to her husband, be gentle with me. I've never done this before. He says to her, how have you never done this before? You've been married three previous times. She says, well, my first husband, he was a psychologist. All he wanted to do was talk about it. My second husband, he was a gynecologist. All he wanted to do was look at it. My third husband, he was a stamp collector.
Yeah.
God, I miss him.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Adam. Adam, where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Very good. Wichita people, always great senses of humor.
Guaranteed winner.
Come through. It's a guarantee right here. Adam, make Katie laugh.
Hey, Katie, what's the difference between broccoli and boogers?
You tell me.
Most kids don't like broccoli.
4 minutes.
Jesus. All right. Todd in New York, make Katie laugh.
Hey, for me?
Yes, I love that question.
Hey, how about this?
Yeah, you talk when I talk. Okay, hi, Todd.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, very good, Todd. Okay, go ahead. Let's start now. Thanks, Todd. All right, you talk when I talk.
Wow.
Let's go to Tim in Arlington. Tim, you're on Make Katie Laugh.
Okay, hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Incidentally, can I just compliment Tim here? Yeah. That's really a good start. You know, just get to know the subject. Sure. It's like greeting an audience.
Mm-hmm. It is.
He's warming me up.
Very good. Okay, Tim.
Very good. Katie, you want to hear my impression of Elton John?
Sure. Not really, but okay.
She does.
Yes.
He's queer. At least that's the impression I get.
Oh, God. That's like, so that's 1950s. Let's go to Bob when they used to buy sneakers, Rob.
I know.
I admit when I'm wrong, don't I? Yes. Bob from Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Make Katie laugh.
Hello, Katie.
Hi.
3 minutes!
Katie, why do girls have legs?
Well, I'm sorry. Rob was screaming. What did you say?
Why do girls have legs?
I don't know.
Because they'd leave a snail trail if they didn't.
Oh, man. I thought there might be potential. What an idiot I was. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of a potential there. Mike, where in Maryland are you calling from?
I'm not in Maryland. I'm in California.
You're in California.
Close
okay.
Enough.
Mike, what can we do for you? Make Katie laugh.
Hey, Katie. How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I am well. What kind of bees make milk?
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah. What happened there, Mike? What was that? What did you drop?
I just ran over a speed bump.
Okay.
So did we.
All right, Mike. What
I get it. Katie made us laugh.
I'm sorry.
Hey, very good. Katie wins $100. All right, what kind of bees make milk?
Boobies.
Boobies. Boobies. Boobies. Boobies.
It's stuck.
Boobies.
All right, thank you so much.
2 minutes.
That's 2 minutes. Let's
2 minute
go
warning.
Brian in Virginia. Brian, make Katie laugh.
Hi, Katie. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
And then say that on the radio, you moron. Let's go to Greg in California. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Make Katie laugh.
Okay. There's two nuns riding down the back streets of Rome on bicycles. And the one nun looks at the other one and says, "Boy, I've never come this way before." And the older nun.
Okay. Says, thank you. Thank you very much. Right. Same type of joke. And I cut him off at the pass. I think that's really what I had to do there.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things Katie does is she runs our little button. Yeah. Our little delay button.
She's right
so
here.
So really, if you're telling a joke like that, she's actually not thinking about receiving a joke. She's thinking about those words.
You can start your 60-second TikTok as we have approached. 1 minute!
Okay, here we go. Let's go to Rob in Reno. Rob, make Katie laugh.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, did you hear about the queer bear?
I did not.
He sucked his paw. Oh, come on. That's a great joke.
I'm sorry. She's not laughing at that.
Nah.
I like that's a great joke. I'm chuckling at that. Yeah. I'm terribly sorry. I thought
I
that
liked,
was
as like Buzz. I like the follow up. Uh-huh.
Yes, it was very nice. Let's go to. I hit the buzz. All right, we're almost done anyway. Tristan from California, make Katie laugh.
Hey, Katie, if Americans like Americans,
wait, are you a guy or a girl?
I'm a guy.
What's your name?
Tristan.
Tristan, a chick's name. That's an amazing. What is it?
Tristan.
Is Tristan a chick's name?
Are you in the porn business?
No.
It was a male name in Shakespeare.
Yeah, I like this better than the Make Us Laugh when Katie's like asking people if they're in the porn business. I thought Tristan was. No, I liked it, really.
Okay.
Is Tristan. Is that a guy's name?
I think it was in Shakespeare.
It's a guy's name.
I think it is.
I had a dog named Tristan. I don't know.
There's a play, Tristan and His Soul.
All right, Tristan, you're the last one. Make Katie laugh.
If Americans like American cheese and Swiss like Swiss cheese, what kind of cheese do Mexicans like? Cheese.
What?
What?
Huh?
Say it again.
If Americans like American
cheese. Just the last
just
part,
the
buddy.
Line.
Come on.
Just the punchline,
okay,
Tristan, you moron.
The Mexicans like cheese.
Chi-chis.
Oh.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Timing is everything.
All right. We're not going to give a bonus because I'm not taking the chance with Katie in here. I'm just not going to do that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Rob, we're going to split the time in half.
5 minutes?
We're going to do 5 minutes. It's going to be a bonus round. I'm going to try to get in a better mood during the commercial break.
Good luck.
I swear to
God.
I'll
see what I can do.
I'm going to work real hard on this.
I know I can cheer you up, Mike. I'll tell you a few jokes.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yeah.
No.
Separate Rob and Katie during the commercial break. We'll come back. 5 more minutes on the clock, and then we'll get the final buzz. 877-365-3636. Nobody's making a Katie laugh. A tears are gonna pariachi clown. Greetings to Otis and a heaven who died.
Yes.
We'll be right this after back.
So sad.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.